Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree. Merry, merry king of the bush is he. Sing, Kookaburra, sing, Kookaburra, sing your song for me. Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree, eating all the gum drops he can see. No, Kookaburra, no, Kookaburra, share some there with me. Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree, watching all the monkeys he can see. Wait, Kookaburra, wait, Kookaburra, they look funny to me.
Dan and Mo got to meet Rick Gardner from SeaQuest in Roseville. SeaQuest is a petting zoo, aquarium, feeding experience, and it's open now in the Rosedale Center. Rick, tell us about SeaQuest. That's pretty darn exciting.
Well, fantastic. Thank you for having us on today. SeaQuest is a totally interactive zoo and aquarium, basically, in a nutshell. It's a step above the average zoo. Most zoos you get to go into and look and see animals, but SeaQuest has a vision and a mission to educate and teach people and take it to a whole nother level of engagement. You get to actually come in and pet, touch, and feed most of our animals. Obviously, some of our animals are kept in a safety, secure situation, but 80-90% of all of our animals can be touched.
Rick, tell us, what is SeaQuest? You're talking about animals and stuff. Describe it to our audience.
Fantastic. Yeah, SeaQuest, basically, it's like, we call it the quest or the great adventure. It's like taking a trip around the world. You're literally going to travel through like five different continents through most of our sites, and each continent's going to have representations from animals and creatures and conservation stories about that territory. For instance, we go through Amazon, we go through China, we go through Iceland, we go through the Caribbean. We've got all this area that's totally themed out. So when you come to our place, it's all set up and themed from top to bottom. You're going to feel like you're in Iceland. You're going to feel like you're in the Caribbean, the Amazon rainforest. We've got the sound of rain and a little lightning and thunder and all sorts of different animals that you get to go around and see with fact-finding sheets and, videos that are going as well. So it's very educational, very fun, and it's a wow moment because you're going to see animals from around the world that you would never be able to see other than coming into SeaQuest.
That is so cool. And, you know, I think we're all looking forward to having an adventure these days. And the fact that it's interactive, what kind of animals can I touch?
Absolutely. And that was what I was going to tag on to a little bit there, Mo, as well, was a lot of people, when they see the name SeaQuest, it started out as an aquarium concept, but it evolved into so much more because we've got so many more messages to teach people about what's going around this whole world. So we've got birds, reptiles, mammals, and a huge marine life. So that's kind of how it evolved to SeaQuest being an interactive zoo and aquarium. But you're going to see we have a two-toed sloth. We have kinkajous. We've got small clawed Asian otters. We got the world's largest rodent known as Skippy. All of our animals, we kind of give a little pet name too. So when you come through here, we'll introduce you to them personally. But you get to pet and touch and feed them. Like I say, a capybara, the world's largest rodent, is right here in one of our displays. And he is awesome. All the kids are like wowed with the size of this guy.
Well, how big is he?
Well, I'm thinking I got to be going over 100 pounds.
What?
Yeah,
oh, my stars.
I wish I could have a video. I'm here right now looking at him from the enclosures because I'm at our site right now as I'm doing the call. And, yeah, he is big. He's probably, 2 feet in diameter around kind of a deal, 2 feet all the way around. He's probably, as I'm looking at him, 3 feet long. It's pretty good kind of a figure there. And then it's a nice hairy-looking thing, and it feels like a paintbrush to describe it on the radio. If you were to pet him and touch him, it's coarse and bristly, but then he nibbles the food right out of your fingers, and it's really cool. The kids love it.
Well, now, where would you find a rodent like that in the wild?
You'd find them in the Amazon.
Okay.
Wow.
On the Amazon banks and everything like that. Like I say, it's very, when you come through, you can kind of see the setup. They hang along the banks. They hang in the water where it's really cool because they're big. So their air conditioning systems, the Amazon River, is they hide out in there in the vegetation in the water to keep cool while they're looking for their next meal.
How long would it take for us to go through the whole exhibit?
Okay, basically it's a personal preference. If you come through, there's really no set agenda. Depending on the kids and the ages and what you want to see and spend more time on, as you walk into our exhibit, you start on an Amazon, and we have the fish in the aquarium. I would say the average visit is probably, we run our birthday parties about an hour and 45 minutes. That includes a party room, a nice little engagement with one of the select animals for the birthday people. And those go an hour and 45 minutes. I would say in an hour to an hour and a half would be a really good visit. We've got people that stay several hours, depending on where they want to hang, because sometimes you can't get people away from the stingrays down in our Caribbean cove. We literally have stingrays. You feed them by hand. The very first time, people are scared and a little bit nervous, especially the little ones. But when they get up there and they have that stingray eat a piece of food right from their fingers, it's a wow moment. Their eyes look like saucers, and they don't want to leave. Mom and Dad have to keep getting some food so that they keep feeding the stingray, so they don't want to leave after they get into it. They're very soft. They're very obviously friendly, and once the food starts coming out, they just congregate over towards these areas where people are feeding them, and the kids are just wowed by it.
I bet you're thrilled that you finally are able to open again to the public.
And that is the nice thing. Being over here, we're in the Roseville Mall, and being part of the mall, we were able to open to a limited capacity, which is nice. That's the nice thing about letting people know and having avenues like the radio to let people know that we are currently open. We are following the CDC guidelines with everything. We are not blind to the COVID situation. We are sanitizing and cleaning and taking all the proper precautions there. And right now, we're limiting the access of people coming in, just like you see in some of the other busier stores. Once we get to a certain capacity, then we will shut down the doors and kind of one leave, one go in kind of a concept, so that we can make sure we maintain social distancing and keep it safe for everybody. But the fans and the guests that have been coming back, we have annual passports. We have daily admissions. We've got people who have never been here before. So in the last week of being open, it's been great for me to walk around and kind of engage with all of our customers and get some feedback. Our annual passport holders are loving this time because, honestly, with the controlled numbers in here, it's having your own private quest, basically. There's not a whole bunch of people in here. Let's just say that on really hot, steamy days, maybe some rainy days, we get a little bigger crowd than what most people are comfortable with, but now controlling it through the corona situation, people are walking out and going, this was amazing. The engagement, the social distancing, the animals, and the biggest thing coming back from the public, what a nice getaway from what we've been going through for the last few months. We've had a lot of hardships and a lot of different situations going on across the world. And when they walk in here, they can put down social media, they put down the news, they walk in here and take a journey through life that they can get a distraction away from all the negative stuff going on out there. And then when we walk through our exit, they're just smiling, going, wow, this was awesome.
Rick, I love that. How many SeaQuests are there around the country?
Right now, we currently have 9. We're in construction in Fort Lauderdale to make our 10th one. So there's 9 of them across the country right now, and they're all in different states. Minnesota's only one is right here in Roseville. Like I say, we've got one in California, Texas, Utah, Las Vegas, Lynchburg, Virginia. We reached out to Woodbridge and Trumbull, Connecticut. And I'm probably always thinking to say, oh, Fort Worth. I think I mentioned Fort Worth. But yeah, there's 9 of us across the country.
And how do you pick a place to plant one of your SeaQuest?
I'm just going to defer that. That's kind of above my pay grade, actually. The decisions are made. We have a board, and we've got a great executive team, and they do their homework. We have several places every month that have reached out to SeaQuest trying to get us to come to their location. They've kind of got a pecking board and a little matrix that they follow to kind of select on how they do things. Right now, Fort Lauderdale is the last one under construction, and then after that, they'll be looking at some future sites after we get through all of this.
Now, Rick, you can actually rent the place for a birthday party or a corporate party?
Absolutely. That's another fun thing about SeaQuest. It's not only fun for just the family to come in for a daily admission or even get an annual passport, but we are open. We have a great party room. It's all themed out as well. It's got a big aquarium in it that you can see some nice fish in. But you basically have your own private birthday party. But we can do private events as well, where you can come in and family reunions or whatever. You can rent it out. And currently, just to state that right now, today, because of the CDC and everything, we aren't allowed to have gatherings of that size today. But that is coming back, and we have had that in the past. But public and private events can be scheduled through our website as well. It doesn't just have to be a birthday party.
What are your hours?
Our hours right now, with the new hours, basically we're open mall hours. So in the Roseville Mall, if you followed that, but right now we're currently 11 to 7, Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, we're open from 12 to 5. And that's just with the limited hours, as we can, as the governor says, we keep turning the knob forward, hopefully, in Minnesota. We'll keep increasing that as things keep getting better for us here.
Now, you don't need reservations to go through it. Is that a correct statement?
Correct. At this time, it's first come, first serve. And we do have, I mean, we got our social distancing stickers out on the floor so everybody can come down here. But at the current time, the lines have not been an issue at all. Basically, 90% of our guests have been able to get right in. I know on Sundays and Saturdays, right when we open the doors, we might have a handful, like I say, 10 or 15 people that are in their spots waiting in line as we open the doors, so they wanted to, you know, the early bird gets the worm.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. Are you ever going to have to stop feeding your big giant rodent because he's going to get too chunky?
No. And that's the one thing I want to emphasize, too. I know a lot of our great fans and guests out there have been wondering how we've been doing through the COVID. We've had our full staff of husbandry team on and taking care of our animals all the way through. But we actually chart and manage all of our animals, all the way from our parakeets, all the way to our rodent. We monitor and control how much food they get every single day. So we weigh them. We keep them on track. We want to make sure they're not getting too skinny. We want to make sure they're not getting too skinny.
Stop it. That's crazy. So you actually weigh all of your animals?
Yeah, we got to chart them and take care of them. Like I say, we've got a veterinary on call at all times, but we're all about the animal safety and well-being as much as the guests having a great time.
And who doesn't get along with who there? What animals don't get along with each other, and what animals are pals?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because, we talk about Skippy the big rodent. Now, during the COVID times, we've been able to open up some enclosures and let these guys kind of wander around. And we've got a couple of beautiful little pigs that like hanging out with Skippy as well. So
aww.
They seem like, man, they kind of get around. They get. It's almost like being neighbors. They get to know each other. They get to see each other. Obviously, they smell each other from being around some of the same territories. But we don't really have a love-hate relationship with any of our animals. And the way our scene's set up, most of our animals are with animals that they would usually live in within the wild.
That's pretty cool. And I love how you said it's so educational. We're all looking for a new way to extend our distance learning this summer.
Well, and for instance, I'll just read one of them right here. And as a matter of fact, I've got a little fun thing here I'm going to try to have Katie do in just a second. But as you go through our sites, each one of our continents, basically, we have a plethora of information out there for the person that really wants to get into it deep. We have the behind the scenes, and we have things like that that we're able to do with the next marine biologist and stuff like that. But then you get the little ones that are just curious on how old and how do they, you know, just what do they feel like, but some of that fun stuff. But for instance, we came into the Mayan here, and I'm going to see if I can get Katie to do something with us here in just a second. But on the wall, for instance, here's one of the things. It says, welcome to the Mayan jungle, the second largest remaining tropical rainforest in the Americas, stretching across Belize, northern Guatemala, and the Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. It provides refuge for countless rare and endangered species and up to 400 species of birds. Wow, a little kid comes through, you read that, 400 species of birds where in the Mayan jungle? How cool is that?
Right.
Maybe they'll get some there in person. But now I'm over here with Katie, and we're going to see if we can get Dundee here to say something on the radio real quick. So we're going to test. We've never tried this. We're going to try it. There goes Dundee. He's a kookaburra from Australia.
Oh. Hi, buddy. Is he going to talk to me?
He's trying right now.
Oh, I hear him.
There you go, Dundee. And then
thank you.
Dundee saying hello to the radio world from CQuest.
Kind of sounds like Mo in the Morning.
And they're known as the laughing bird. I mean, you can kind of get it, but it was perfect timing for this because it was time for him to get his morning snack. So thank you, Katie, for getting Dundee to talk to us on the radio.
You know,
morning.
I know a song about a kookaburra. Remember, kookaburra sits in the old gum tree. Remember, that is a song. I guess I have heard about a kookaburra, but I've never seen one in person. So we can see Dundee. I love the names. Have you named all of the species that are at SeaQuest?
And 90% of our animals do have names. We give them some fun names. A lot of the animals have already come named in every site. Some of the sites get a few different varieties, so they'll have a different name. But like our cicada tortoise, we've got a baby one and we've got a bigger one. His name, the big one's named Storm and Norman.
I love it.
We've got We've got Flash, our two-toed sloth, which is one of our mascots from Utopia. Come on, huh?
I love the name Flash for a sloth. That's brilliant. I know a lot of ten-toed sloths, but I've not seen
That's awesome. And see, and then we've got animals is like it our though? Flash. And how many people get to go pet and touch and hand feed a sloth? Not very many.
Not very many.
There are some extra interactions that you're able to do, and you're able to book them on our website when it is available. As of right now, I love talking about those interactions. They are second to none. But currently in our situation, I don't want to overpromise and underdeliver. We are not allowed to take that interaction to that level due to the 6 feet social distancing right now. But it is coming back. It is still a great time to come to SeaQuest and see all of our animals, interact with all of them that you can. There's just a handful that we're limited to right now with the opening situation.
Who is that now? Somebody wants to say hi to us. Who is that?
Did you hear it? I was just walking by. Hopefully you get one. That was our silky chicken all the way from China saying hello this morning.
Oh.
Like a rooster.
Good morning to you.
I'm listening to you on the radio, and just imagine with the little noises and the little places we've been today, I can imagine what your face looks like right now with the laughter going on. That's what we see day in and day out with all the families and people coming through here. You're not worried about what's going on outside. You're like, wow, look at this cute little hairy chicken. Where's Flash the sloth? Where's this next animal? And you get through this thing going, oh my gosh, you've probably touched and seen things you'll never see again in your life. And it's that's why I tell people, this is the funnest job I've ever had. I'm a grandpa. I'm an old guy. But I have never had a job where I've had so much fun coming in, interacting, engaging with the public, and seeing what their faces are like. When you look at somebody taking a picture, and you take a smile, look at the face of the person taking the picture. And when I step back and I see these families doing this while they're feeding a stingray or petting Skippy or they're in with our Bengal cats, those are priceless moments. Those are pictures that will end up on graduation boards after this child has grown up. And that's the thing that brings smiles to my face.
Rick, what is your background, please?
I've got a little bit of sales and management in my background. I've been a district manager for several major corporations. I was in real estate for about 20 years. And then I came across SeaQuest, and I wish SeaQuest was around 30 years ago.
Oh, well, they're lucky to have you. Rick, what's your last name? We want to give a shout-out to you.
My name is Rick Gardner.
Rick, we couldn't be more thrilled for you to call in. SeaQuest, of course, is open in the Rosedale Center. And if you want more information, how would you suggest we do that, please?
Literally, you can go right onto our website. We're on a website. We've got a Facebook page. You can go on any of those entities. Send us a text or a phone call. It's got phone numbers on there. We have an answering service at our corporate office that answers all the phone calls. So all calls should be getting answered, even through the COVID time here. So feel free to give us a call and check out whatever site you're going to. But the Roseville site is up and running right now.
Well, we love it. Thank you so much. We sure learned a lot, and I made some new friends. I'm so happy. How about you, Dan? my fellow kookaburras.
Well, I can't wait to see you guys come on down here. Come on down, and we'll give you a VIP trip, no problem.
Wow, VIP, Dan. That never happens. That's so nice. We might take you up on that later today, Rick. Thank you.
Fantastic. Well, all guests can take advantage of that. We do have a VIP package that will be open here shortly, so everybody can do it.
We love it. Rick Gardner with SeaQuest. Don't miss them. They are located in the Rosedale Center, and you can give them a call at 651-330-2590. Thanks so much, Rick.
Hey, thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Everybody stay safe.